Off the Ball, GAA.
We just need to keep pushing forward, and the games that we have lost, we've only lost very narrowly by a point or 2 points in the last couple of years, and we just need to stick with it because we have been so close.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Six Nations on Off the Ball
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of the Irish women's rugby team. Never stop competing.
This is News Talk.
Team announced today, obviously, for the first game. Is this, do you reckon, the strongest team you've ever picked since coming on as head coach with Ireland?
I reckon probably a nice way for me to expand on that is I think the group continues to get stronger. So when we named the 36 as a coaching group, we were massively enthused that we think it's a stronger 36 than the group that we took to the World Cup, and that's usually a sign that what you're doing and how you're tracking and the players coming through, like your group's in a good place. So obviously a first test match of a Six Nations going to the new world champions, it's a great opportunity for us. And is it the strongest test match squad I've ever picked? It's certainly not going to be very far away from that. And I think as we go through the Six Nations and as we go through this next cycle, I think it's just going to continue to get stronger and stronger.
Yeah. Talk to me about, I know you were just chatting to Neil there, but about Vicky Elms-Kinlan. I mean, she's been amazing for Wicklow and then in the Celtic Challenge in the last couple of months. She would have been really disappointed last year with not making the World Cup squad. It must have been a pretty close conversation around her and Anna McGann on that left wing, though, was it?
Do you know what? Sometimes it's about deploying your firepower at the right point. We think the balance of what it gave us, it probably lets us add to the game when we want to add to the game. Obviously, Anna's got a bit more experience than Vicky. What Vicky's done in the interim period, in the 7 months, both through Celtic Challenge and the centralised group, she's become a different player. Now, leaving her out of the World Cup was a pretty tough call, because she'd been going really well in that. I reckon she's half as good as again now. Some of the things that she's doing, like her confidence is just beaming out of her. So she's incredibly quick, she's incredibly powerful, and she's now starting to show that purpose, that intent, like time and time again. So our challenge is to get the ball in her hand, get it in there early, let her light up, let her gear change, let her show what she can do. And if we get that bit right, she'll beat people and hopefully score.
Do we think we'll see her working off her wing a little bit and getting into the thick of the action?
Always. Always. The thing for wingers, we want touches. We want our wingers touching the ball, you know, 15 times plus a game. So it's been a real growth area over the last couple of years for us. You know, the slightly more experienced girls in your sort of like your Bavens and your Amy Lees had started to bring that bit to life. Now, as we get stronger across the group, your Vicky's coming in can be deployed in a few different ways as well. So we can get the ball in her hands, we can get her doing her thing on her terms is the battle. And if we do that, we'll be in a much, much stronger position for it.
Injuries to Sam Monaghan and Aveen O'Reilly, ruling them out of selection. Can you just give us a bit of an update on that?
Yeah, look, Sam just came in with a bit of a bump when she first came into camp, and you know, it's just hasn't quite settled quickly enough for this weekend. I'm pretty confident, pretty hopeful that she'll be back in the mix for the following week. Aveen got a bump in the Celtic Challenge, has been tracking brilliantly this week, you know, was touch and go. I'm hopeful to have her back in the mix for Italy week as well.
And Sive McGrath as well, I know she went off in the Celtic Challenge final. Is she looking to be back in this championship at some stage?
Yeah, no, Sive is fit, okay. Fit and available. She's training, she's doing some great stuff in training. As we continue to strengthen our depth, we've just got some firepower. Now, you know, we've got four girls that can play tight head in our group. We've trained both through training and playing the Celtic Challenge. Like your Eilish Carr-Hills, your Sophie Barrett, your Sives are competing hard. And look, this week it's Eilish's chance to come and light up in an experience. Sives continues to demonstrate what an Ireland player needs to look like, and she keeps turning up, and you know she's just got to hang in there and keep showing up as her best every day, and you know there'll be opportunities that come throughout the sort of Six Nations for girls that keep doing that.
Okay, that's a big call then for Eilish to be on the bench. I mean, potentially different sides, I'm not sure, but what can we expect then from her if she comes onto the pitch against England at the weekend?
She's a bit of an unknown warrior is Eilish. Now we've known about her for a while. She's balancing rugby and nursing. So in terms of the Celtic Challenge, she came in into that competition a little bit later, but we knew she was coming. And if you look across the board of what she's done, her set piece is exceptional. Her defensive tackling dominance is exceptional. Her carrying is strong and powerful, and she keeps scoring. So she'll be a bit of an unknown quantity to people, but I suspect by the time we get to the end of the Six Nations, people will have heard of Eilish Cahill.
Amazing. Speaking of unknown quantity, sorry, there's also Katie Whelan, who I would have watched a little bit in the sevens. She wasn't included in the original squad in March. Has she come in directly as kind of cover for Aveen, or was that always a bit of a plan to have her involved?
No, first of all, Katie's been involved in competitions since I've been involved as head coach of Ireland Women. She came to Dubai with us. Sometimes you've got to get through the hard yards first, and the wonderful thing about Katie is she's continued over the last two or three years to keep getting better. So she fully deserves a chance. You've seen her do stuff in sevens. She's a little pocket rocket. Mm. She scores tries. You'd have seen her score off the base in the Celtic Challenge. So she's quick. She's powerful. And she's had to hang in there and sort of earn her stripes a little bit. So look, she wasn't named in the original. I named two scrum halves in. Obviously Aveen picked up a bump, which we weren't entirely certain what the time back to pitch would look like. So within the centralised programme, Katie's had a really, really strong touch point with us over the last 7 months. Anyway, we pretty much see Katie daily, so getting her involved is a no-brainer. She's fully earned the right to show what she can do when she gets on the pitch.
Okay, I'm sure you've spoken about this plenty, but Cliona Maloney-McDonald obviously in line for her 50th cap. Just a word on her and kind of the occasion.
Yeah, it's class. Look, Cliona's an experienced player now, both from longevity, how long she's been in a programme, and through some of the experiences that she's been through. But what she does for us, and what she's always done sort of since I've been in position, she brings a level of physicality and a bit of edge to how she plays. She's an unbelievable scrummager. She's so strong. So it lets us get a foothold in the game, and potentially even, you know, we want to go over there and we want to be dominant in that area. So it gives us an opportunity to get a foothold in the game on our terms. She knows what she's doing. She's not going to be daunted by an occasion. It's exciting. She's going to be fueled by that. So yeah, look, in terms of character and what have you, she's kept her head down. She's worked hard. She knows what she needs to do on the pitch on the weekend, and she's really excited to go and do that. So yeah, fair play to her.
The England team hasn't been announced yet, but a potential first start, I think, against her wife if she's named on the wing for England. Will that be a big motivator for her?
I'm sure it will be. It'll be really, really special. You know, I was involved when Claudia got first cap as well. And you know, the players, they don't hold back at all when they play against each other. They fully go for it. So no, it's a brilliant occasion, isn't it? Having a potentially or near sold out Allianz Stadium at Twickenham. So it's a great occasion that's got so many stories, which you know we get to celebrate in the women's game. So I think it's a great occasion and a special occasion for both, I'm sure.
Just lastly, then, it's been a while since we've seen this team in action. What are the biggest changes, I suppose, we can expect from the quarterfinal in the World Cup?
I think if you look at levels of confidence that the group is growing, we're a blend of experience and youth. some of our youth is becoming experienced. So in terms of like confidence and how we fire shots and how we get our best performance out there, I think there'll be a big difference. We've seen it competition on competition on competition. The last couple of years in the Six Nations, we've only won two games. Before that, there'd been a couple of years where they hadn't won a game. What we're seeing now is a transition to not being the new kids on the block. We want to be closing the gap on those top two. Now, is it this year? Is it next year? But certainly over this cycle, going into a next World Cup, we've got to start taking dints out of what I call World Cup contenders. So we've got to win our home games. Really important for us to build our wave, to get people on board. We've got a big game at the Aviva at the end of it, and we want to sell tickets, so we've got to keep growing that momentum. We've got to keep trying to close this gap. I'm how we've gone about using our centralised programme and the Celtic Challenge, I'm delighted with. We've got more players coming through than we've ever had before. If you look at the two Celtic Challenge packs that we've been putting out, they're a bit younger than the back line, a bit less experienced, but that's going to create opportunity for people to come through. So what you're going to see is a more confident total performance. I think more layers to our game, more shots being fired. And then once we get those opportunities, I think we're going to be much better at taking points from those opportunities, which was a little thing that we looked at from the World Cup. You look at that quarter final, the game that could have, should have, would have. Mm-hmm. We've got to be three scores better than any team we play, because if you get tough weather conditions, a missed refereeing decision or an act of God, you know you're going to be in a position to win a game. So that's something we've been going after. I think we're going to be further down the road than we were. So I hope we see a performance that can continue to get the people in Ireland on board and behind the wave we're trying to grow.
Amazing. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Six Nations on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of the Irish women's rugby team. Never stop competing.
This is News Talk.